Hello, dear listener, it's only James here. I'm a bit sniffly, so please do forgive me if I start to make horrible noises during the course of this brew. This brew, I will keep it short because I have to go to bed very soon, but I've had a rather surprisingly entertaining evening. I guess only surprisingly because I guess my expectations were that it would be a fairly low-key event, but it was the launch of something called the Luton Truck Art Project, which is actually part of the preparations for the 2012 Games across the country. There is a cultural kind of drive for unity and sort of celebration of the UK's diversity in that respect. And the Lutons for, must be 3 decades at least, had a strong Pakistani community. And they've got together with schools and colleges to come up with an idea. And I hadn't realised this, but in Pakistan there's a hobby of painting up sort of these Bedford trucks, these old trucks, you know, that you see rusting away in farms and stuff like that, and making them bright and colourful and very much like the Beatles Maharaja era, kind of very, you know, over the top in some respects, beautifully decorated. And what they've done is, to celebrate the 2012 Olympic Games, they've painted up a lorry. They're still a truck. They're still doing it, actually. A long wheelbase thing, pretty much the size of a bus, really. And it's, it really is something to be seen, to be believed. But the brilliant thing about it is, once it's been exhibited in Luton for a little while and actually been finished, so the exhibition that is in place at the moment is a work in progress, and the guy is still working on the back of the lorry. So, you know, he was painting it this evening. It was the most amazing. You know, that's a wonderful way of extending the art in some respects, because it's a work in progress, and you can see it taking shape. They'll be driving around the country because it's a van. So that'd be cool. So we'll be visiting various different places, and we'll be part of the build-up to the Olympics. The evening was remarkable. I didn't really know anybody there. One of one of the people who was organising at Museums Luton on Twitter actually invited me, and I saw her, which was really good fun. She worked so hard on it, and I think she was really pleased that some of her Twitter community had been able to. I think a guy called Matt Frog also was invited, was able to be there and appreciate the opening, which is lovely. But I did feel kind of, not so much underdressed, but there were some real dignitaries there. There was someone from the Pakistani High Commission. There was the mayor, who's an interesting guy. It's a very sort of matter-of-fact northern bloke. Not what I was expecting at all, actually. Gavin Shuker, our MP, who's on Twitter, and his wife is as well, Lucy. She wasn't there, unfortunately, but it was nice to see him and catch up very briefly. Share a samosa. And the food was fantastic. It was just amazing. There was some music, which was the first. Again, there's a Pakistani tradition in that if a speech is being made, it is introduced by music as part of the speech making the process. And there were some very, very loud and vigorous drummers in there. There were some dancers called the Ish dance. There was fusion dance, which is kind of like a cross between street dance and sort of traditional Indian dance. And then there was the most amazing performance of this trio, a guy singing, a guy playing drums, sort of Indian drums, and a guitarist who was playing a nylon string guitar, but playing it in a most amazing way. Actually, it's beautiful, really was. And the guy who was singing was also playing, I think it was a very small harmonium. It was a bellowed instrument. And he was pumping in the back of it with one hand and playing with the other. It was really haunting. And that's the thing, I think I feel really bad that I didn't have any recording equipment with me, because I would have loved to have shared that with you. But all in all, you know, it was a really cheerful event. And I imagine there were quite a few dignitaries in Luton there. You know, I felt a bit of a hoi polloi, really. But it was still really special to be part of it. And I'm glad to have been able to represent the Twitter community of Luton in some very small way as part of the sort of enjoyment of the art. And if you're in the Luton area, it's going to be around in Stockwood Museum for a good couple of months yet, certainly while it's being finished. And I really would recommend you take a look around it. It's breathtaking, and it is, you know, it's a good 10 minutes look at all the details of it. It's unbelievably ornate, and I couldn't describe it in pictures and in words, and it wouldn't be easy to do so in pictures either, because it is such a sensory thing. Not least because some of the paint's still wet, and it's kind of you come out feeling a bit high. Anyway, that's the audiobook for today. I've had a lovely, I'll say normally my Monday's kind of a day off, but it's not really a day off because I still work. But I had a walk with Beth in the morning, and I took some rather disappointing photos of mists over the fields behind the airport. Only disappointing because my camera work was pretty ropey. And then worked in the afternoon, and then this evening I did this, so it's been quite a nice day. Good way to end the extended kind of weekend sort of thing, that hybrid thing that I have nowadays. Right, I hope your day's been great, and I hope we can catch up soon. I'll speak to you soon, and good night. Sniffle.